nasty hot, it hit me in the lungs like a hammer. I'm talking the kind of heat that would render the hardiest crawler unconscious in seconds and cooked in a minute. The band around my wrist began to glow blue as the sudden increase in temperature set the protective enchantment off. The air around me dropped from deadly to miserable. The magic charm enabled me to breathe and think again, but my only thought was escape. Ned started screaming, because the near heat of the gurgler was greater than what his charm could protect him from. Smoke rose past me as Ned's leather armor blackened and caught fire. I looked back to see the gurgler filling the tunnel, a blob of half-molten rock, churning and hungry. Because gurglers were things of the depths, where the plane of fire was nothing but burning energy, it was slowing down and solidifying as it neared the surface. In the deeper tunnels, they moved so fast that by the time crawlers knew a gurgler was upon them, it was already too late. Above shone the crimson light of our sky. We were almost there. I tried to shout for Ned to hurry, only to inhale nothing but pain. The gurgler's breath was an invisible, toxic gas. It must have been extremely poisonous because it caused the activation of another of the protective charms I'd been issued. The air around my face turned from stinking sulfur to bland and breathable. The only reason I was still alive was water and air magic, but the shoddy charms us crawlers were issued wouldn't last for long. I was stronger and a better climber than Korm, which made a big difference even on this gentle slope, so I quickly caught up to him. "Keep moving! Get out of the way!" Except Korm was stopped at the entrance and shrieked. "I can't!" he pointed outside. "There's an elemental!" The tunnel was too narrow to push past him to see for myself, but Korm wasn't stupid. There was no mistaking one of those deadly predators for anything else. When us crawlers came across a roaming fire elemental, our only options were to run and hide, or fight and most likely die. Normally we'd be safe in a lava tube until the monster passed by, but not with a gurgler roasting us from below. Encountering one fire beast was unfortunate, but they could be avoided. Ending up stuck between two meant certain doom. I caught a glimpse of the deadly creature as it stalked past. Bipedal, the thing was gigantic, its flesh made of iron and fire, and so heavy its footfalls shook the ground. In the distance, I could hear the rest of our crew panicking as they ran for their lives, for elementals always attacked people on sight. The second Korm stuck his head out, that thing would rip us to bits. Death below, death above. We were trapped. The gurgler got its hooks into Ned and dragged him into it. In seconds, our tunnel boss was just gone. Korm panicked in witnessing Ned get dissolved and leapt out of the tube, running as fast as he could. The elemental flashed by the opening. There was a terrible roar as it struck. A burst of fire rolled over the tube entrance as it pounced on its prey. I remained there, breathing my rapidly dwindling magic air in a lava tube hotter than an oven, the gurgler slowly closing in below, and the angry beast screaming its fury above. I felt helpless, terrified, and angry all at once. When I threw my scraper at the gurgler, it hit with a hiss and stuck there, steel glowing and softening. But the thing kept coming. All I could do was hope the fire elemental would move on. They were notorious for their impatience. An awful minute passed as death inched nearer. The blue glow from the protective band began flickering, as was the white light of the air charm. When either of those went out, the gurgler would overwhelm me before it even reached me. I had no choice but risk the surface. Whispering a quick prayer to my family's patron, Ketakunin, the saint of perseverance, I took up my pathetic little chipping hammer and climbed out of the hole. The surface workers had fled back to the safety of the barge. There was no sign of little Korm, except for his crawler pack lying there on the black rocks, with smoking claw marks through it. This one was 12 feet tall, so it had probably eaten poor Korm in one bite. The monster's great horned head swiveled my way, and it snorted fire when it saw me standing there,